Blog Talk Radio.
Equestrian Legacy Radio. Equestrian Legacy Radio is live talk radio for all equestrians and those that love the equestrian lifestyle. I'm your host, Gary Holt. We have a great show today, and I have been looking forward to this one for several weeks. Today we're going to be talking about the Jack Monroe Beach Ride to benefit the American Heart Association. And we have some great guests, some very special guests that are joining us today. And first of all, let's say hi to Sarah Nelson, who is the Director of Development with American Heart Association. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hey, Gary. How are you? Thanks so much for having us.
Well, I'm glad you could join us. And we're very privileged to have Tom C., who is the host of Best of America by Horseback. And, Tom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, and I'm excited about the upcoming ride. I was there last year, and it's going to be even greater this year.
Well, we're pleased to have you join us. I know you have a busy schedule. And also, we'd like to welcome Jerry Kruger, who is a horsewoman and an avid trail rider. And Jerry is making her first trip to the American Heart Association Beach Ride. So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary, Tom, Sarah. Just really super honored to be here and really excited about my first ride.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and we're happy to have all of you join us today for the show. Let me mention before we get started that this is a live talk show, and we encourage our guests to call in. We're going to chat for just a little bit with these folks that are joining us for the show, and then we'll open the lines up just a little bit later so that our listeners will be able to call and ask questions and say hi. And the number to call in will be 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. So we look forward to your phone calls just a little later in the show, but let's start out visiting with Sarah just a little bit. And Sarah, tell us about the Jack Monroe Beach Ride to benefit American Heart Association, how it got started, and what your involvement is.
Okay. Well, I'm so excited that you invited us to come on air and just share a little bit about our event. This is the 32nd year that the Beach Ride has been going on here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Every fall, we gather about 1,200 riders who camp oceanfront at Lakewood Camp and Resort, which is a beautiful oceanfront resort, for 5 days, and we just have a blast. We have all kinds of events going on, and obviously everyone is there to ride on the beach and also to raise awareness of the American Heart Association. The event, like I said, it's 32nd year, so it started 32 years ago by a local Myrtle Beach native, Jack Monroe, and a group of about 25 riders who wanted to keep horseback riding on the beaches of Myrtle Beach alive. So they started this charity event to benefit the Heart Association. And 32 years later, we're still going strong, and every year it gets better and better. So we'd love to, you know, have more folks come down. And obviously, we always keep why we're doing it in the back of our minds. Our goal this year is to raise $250,000 for the American Heart Association.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's awesome. You know, I've watched I've watched Tom's Best of America episode on that, and it really looks like a lot of fun. Tell us, Sarah, just a little bit about what people will be able to see that are at the ride and some of the activities and events that go on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I encourage anyone, if you haven't already seen the episode of Best of America, Tom and Pat and the group over at Best of America by Horseback did such a great job last year of really highlighting the event, what happens at the event, the fun we have, and also the reason behind it and where the money we raise goes. So you can view it on their website. It's also linked on our website, ahabeachride.org. But that is a wonderful overview, about 25 minutes of just what we do. But, yeah, you can – the 5 days, like I said, are packed full of activities. We've got a poker run that we do. We have a whole vendor row area. We have nightly entertainment. We do a silent auction. We've got – the highlight is a costume parade that we do on Friday afternoon where everybody gets really into – decorating their horse and dressing up, and we all parade down the ocean front of the campground. I think this year, with it falling around Halloween, we'll see that being even bigger. And then obviously the main attraction is riding on the beautiful beaches of South Carolina. We Saturday hold a celebratory 20-mile ride where you can ride a portion or all of it, but it's so amazing. I always tell people, even locals, to come out and just see that many horses on the beach is truly something you'll never see again. And we have, you know, folks who are riding in honor and memory of loved ones who get dressed up in their T-shirts and just, you know, all out there having a good time for a good cause.
Well, it looks like a lot of fun. And I was watching, I've watched that Best of America episode a couple of times. Watched it once this morning. And one of the questions that I had as I was watching that is, are the beaches normally open for horseback riding there?
They are. Myrtle Beach opens for a small period of time. It usually kicks off actually right after the beach ride. But Lakewood Campground does not. This is the only time of year that they allow horses in, is for our weekend. So it's the only time we're all gathered at that campground, which is right on the ocean front. But Myrtle Beach does allow a few months where you can ride on the beaches.
Well, that's good to know. And I know as we have been promoting this show, I've had more people that have said that on their bucket list is the opportunity to be able to do a beach ride. And so we're going to encourage people to get involved in that. Tom, how did you get involved with the American Heart Association ride?
Well, I'd heard about it over the years. And when I originally heard about it, they said, you know, it's a great gathering, great number of people, great cause. And I did not have the opportunity to attend. Then I started hearing more and more people talk about how inspirational it was and was thinking about, gee whiz, I'd really like to go. And then out of the blue, I got a call from Sarah asking if we would consider coming down. And I didn't want to look too anxious, but we jumped all over that in a heartbeat. And there are hundreds of great causes out there. Charities, benefits, and all of that. But and to be real honest, we steer away from most of them with the TV show because it's a slippery slope. You're helping this group or that group or whatever, and then all of a sudden the show is full of good causes. But this is an exception. I believe in it. My dad and mother both died from my dad died from heart failure, and my mother passed away after this ride. And so it comes to our family keenly. But once we got there and met Sarah and we watched them do what they do and the intensity, and it's not a job to them. They really believe in it. And then when I said, well, before we jump in, we would like to find out where the money goes. You know, you hear a lot of great things going on, but where does the money go? How's it spent? Who spends it? Who gets it? And so they just opened the doors. They took us to the research centers, and we were overwhelmed with they need more money. They need more support. They need more help. This is a universal interest across America. It touches and affects every family, and we feel like we can't do enough to help with what they're doing. And so we are all over it. I can't wait to go back and do more of the show, their dedication of what they're doing. And like I said, most people say, you know, this is a good cause, that a good cause. This is a cause where you can actually make a difference. This is a cause where everything that you become involved with, every penny that you contribute or help raise or whatever, really does make a difference in other people's lives. And in my own family, since the first ride, the research people using funds from events like this have opened the door for new heart procedures. That open heart surgery may be a thing of the past in the next few years because of the strides they've made in study and research and the implementation of that research. And so I am just astounded, and no one can go wrong supporting this. And then you have the fun factor. You get to meet people. I can tell you, no one is going to go to this ride and not meet somebody they know. They, you know, you're going to be surprised at the people you run into. When you have over 1,000 horse people, you may not recognize the people at first, but you'll recognize the horse or the mule, and then you go from there. It's just a fun event, and you just can't do any better. And Sarah Nelson, I have to tell you, is just absolutely first class.
Well, I'm hopeful that we can encourage people to participate this year, and I'm hopeful that we can involve people in donating for the cause this year. And you know, I was impressed, and again, I'm going to encourage people to take a look at the episode that you did, Tom, last year, because I was very impressed, as you were saying, with the facilities. What the money is used for, and I think that I remember from your show that they said 96% of the money is used for the heart research. There's only 7%, if I'm correct, that's used to help in administration and generating this program. So that is an extremely high percentage based on what normally is done for funds that are donated to support any cause, and that's just fantastic. Jerry, let's bring you in, and you know, for folks that have listened to our show before, we like to just have a conversation, and we're just friends that are sitting in on this show. But Jerry, first of all, let me say again, I appreciate you being on the show. I know that your mother suffered a broken leg last night and had to have surgery this morning, so our prayers are with her and your family, and appreciate you taking the time to join us. But let me ask you, how did you first find out about the Beach Ride, and what was it that caused you to decide you wanted to participate this year?
Well, a friend of mine, Linda Shackelford, has participated for many years, and she has ridden with Jean Griggers. And all of a sudden, finally, just in the last couple of years, I've suffered a great number of losses in my family and friends. I lost a fiance who suffered from heart disease, and just lost a lot of friends. And I realized things were never going to be perfect in my life. My mother suffered a massive hemorrhagic stroke in 1996, and so I decided I needed to do this, and if I was going to do it, I was going to do it with great purpose. So when I went out, started seeking funds, I said, I'm going to do the very, very best I can, and Jean Driggers challenged me to get at least $4,000, and so that will be my minimum shot there, and I've just want to do all I can because I know the great strides that the Heart Association and has done with heart research and stroke research. And I don't want people to have to suffer any more than they do. And, you know, not to say that I'm not looking forward to having a whole lot of fun doing this, but I'm also doing a 113-mile cross-country wagon train ride with Jean Driggers to try to raise awareness. And Jean and Margaret Driggers are also heart patients. And in raising money and talking to people and asking for donations, it's already been such a life-changing experience. And very humbling because you just don't know how many people have been touched by this. And they're just so generous with opening their wallets and their checkbooks. And, of course, my employer, Walmart, has been a great supporter. And so, you know, it's all coming together, and I hope that I can play my small part in making a difference in tomorrow.
Well, I know everybody's appreciative of your efforts, and I'm going to ask you in just a little bit to tell us about some of the things that you've done to help raise money for the for this event. But Sarah, let me come back to you for just a minute and ask you this: what is the cost to get involved in this, and is it too late for people to get involved?
Sure. Well, first, I want to just quickly thank Jerry and Tom for all the kind words they said. Jerry has come on board this year and just done such an amazing job right out of, you know, as soon as she started, I saw the checks pouring in, and she had her fundraising page set up, and donations were coming in, and she's just done such a great job of raising money, and, you know, we're so excited to have her. And also, Tom, thanks for your kind words. And while I am the face of the Beach Ride right now, there are hundreds of volunteers who make this all happen. So I just want to give a quick shout out to them and thank you, because this a 5-day event, as you can imagine, with that many horses, takes an incredible force behind it. And I have the best volunteers involved. But it's true what Jerry said, that unfortunately, heart disease and stroke do touch so many lives. They're the number one and number four killers in the U.S. And while, you know, we're very happy with how far we've come and how much money we raise every year, the truth of the matter is we just still have a ton of work to do. Last year, our affiliate and the funds from the Beach Ride helped to fund $7.6 million in research grants. But unfortunately, $13.2 million went unfunded because we just didn't have the money. So I always keep in the back of my mind that while we're doing a great job and you know, our numbers look great, and we've got lots of folks coming, there's always more work to be done. And the stories of, like, Jerry's and almost every rider I talk to are what keep me going every day. And it's really the reason that we do it. We have a blast while we're down there, but we are all about raising money and getting where we can fund that additional research grant that came through so that we don't have to say no. So you can still, yes, we still have room to register for this year. I will say we are filling up that campground very quickly. So I would encourage people to definitely go ahead and get their campsite if they can. You can register at ahabeachride.org, or you can give us a call, and the number is 843-282-2911. We have a whole online fundraising program where you can set up your page just like Jerry did, include a personal story, a picture, an email out to friends and family to get donations. We also have a ton of riders around the country who are holding fundraisers for us, everything you can imagine, saddle clubs who are doing fundraisers, working really hard to raise the funds to come. So it's $175 minimum donation for each rider, and that is all donated to the American Heart Association. We obviously encourage you to go above and beyond that. Our friends at North Georgia Trailer Sales and Exus Trailers have actually donated a brand new Exus trailer, which we will be giving away at the Beach Ride for all of our fundraisers who raise $1,000. They each get one ticket into the drawing to win that. So that's really an exciting incentive to go above and beyond. And then the additional cost is your campsite, which you actually rent through Lakewood Campground. They have a package together for the full 4 nights, 5 days. And I would say if you are planning to come and haven't already made that reservation, we are, like I said, definitely filling up. So still options, but I would make it happen soon.
All right. Well, that's pretty exciting. And I think that if I'm not mistaken, that I saw that there are certain levels that if you are fundraising at the $1,000 and above level, you qualify for a drawing for the trailer. And then there are some other levels that you can qualify for some really neat awards and prizes in addition to that. So, of course, it all goes to the American Heart Association to fund this research. But the more that you can generate, then some opportunities for some really neat awards and recognitions to go along with it. So that's exciting. I think that when I was watching the program, there was a young lady that was kind of special last year. That was Caitlin. And could you tell us a little bit about her story?
Absolutely. Yeah, Caitlin, we hope she'll be back this year along with a few other of our heart survivors. And Caitlin is a local Myrtle Beach native. Her mom, Kelly, has just been a huge volunteer and advocate for us in the local market. I believe she just started school today, so it's an exciting school year for her. I think she's starting second or third grade. But she was born with a congenital heart defect and actually got as far to when she was a newborn, calling her parents in and saying they needed to give her her last rites. And she's just a vibrant, beautiful young girl now. She came to the Beach Ride 2 years ago, and then last year we got her on a horse, and Tom took her around, and she is in love with horses now and hoping to come back to the Beach Ride. She's got a special pair of pink cowgirl boots that she wears, so we're hoping to have her back this year along with some other amazing survivors that are really the face of why we're doing this.
Well, and I think that I saw that you almost got in trouble with her mom because Caitlin now wants a horse.
Yeah,
and so, so that kind of happens to folks. Tom, were there some folks that you met last year that maybe, because I know you interviewed several of the riders, were there any folks that maybe had a special impact, some of their stories, while you were there?
Sometimes the inspiration from people comes from unexpected sources. Of course, when we were there at the hospital with the baby and you wish the baby the best, it's the story her mom told about when all seems lost and the ability to have hope that something could be done, and to listen to her whisper that story, the parts that went on TV, and how the this event goes beyond, quote-unquote, a fundraiser, how it really affects and touches people's lives and changes people's lives. And not only did it change that baby's life, but her mother, everybody who met her, it affected me. And people I'd never met that maybe watched the show. And if you notice on the show, we didn't ask anybody for money.
Right.
I think when a cause like this is so profound, it speaks for itself. And I haven't told Sarah yet, but Pat and I are trying to arrange for additional donations to the Heart Association from all the as a check from the members of the Best of America by Horseback, a trail club from around the country. And so we are not going to be in the contention for prizes and fundraising and all that. We just want to quietly give her a check to help cover their cost. And so it went beyond business or how we're going to get there or where we're going to stay or any of that. And so we're that committed that we want to really step up to the plate. And you know, and I can't emphasize it enough, there are so many good causes across the country, but not minimizing any of those, but this is the one that will have an impact on your life, if not now, maybe next week, maybe next month, maybe next year. It will have an impact on your life, and you have the opportunity to really do something about it. So I encourage people to participate in doing that. And so we're going to step up to the plate on that. And when we get there, I want to talk to as many people as I can talk to. Not just, you know, about the show, and that's wonderful, but I want to meet the people that come out and support this. And they're the nicest people in the world. And I want to capture that, and I want to put that on television, because these are your friends and neighbors. And it shows what the horse community is all about. They're dedicated. And they're as dedicated, well, you're part of that community and you understand it. So we have just started to become involved in the show this year. We didn't know what to expect last year, But this year, it's going to be, if you liked last year's show, wait till you see the folks we're going to interview for this year's show. I haven't met them yet, but I'll know them when I see them.
Well, and we appreciate that. Let me tell you something. One of the great things about people's involvement with horses, and I have learned this over the years, horses are a great equalizer of people. Regardless of what your status in life, what your career choices are, you get people together with horses and out on trail rides or any of the horse events and disciplines, then everybody's the same. And I have found over the past several months, especially, we had a situation in Oklahoma with the tornadoes where horse people from Middle Tennessee, where I am, came together to help provide relief for horse people in Moore, Oklahoma. And people come together for causes like the American Heart Association to join together and support causes that are really worthwhile. I've had several people that have sent me messages and made the statement that you can't meet a nicer fellow than Tom C. And one person commented that how fitting it was that you were associating with this for the last couple of years because you have a heart as big as Texas. And so we really appreciate that, and we're looking forward to seeing the new show that you do up at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for that as well.
Gary, can I just interject one second? This is Sarah. I just want to just to piggyback on what you were saying. It's funny because a lot of my colleagues work on big galas and heart walks, and I always tell people that horse folks are the most giving, most wonderful people to work with. So I feel blessed every day that I get to work with all of our riders, and there's nobody that demonstrates that more than Tom. So I just want to piggyback on that and say thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that, and we appreciate very much that you use the format that you have with your highly successful show to help support a cause like this and the other good things that you do as well. Let me go back to Jerry for just a minute. Because Jerry, you've been working hard, and I know that Facebook is a great thing. It's got some pretty negative stuff on there, but it's got more positive if you're looking for it. And you have been promoting this fundraising event on Facebook shamelessly, and I say that with a big smile on my face. And by the way, I'm going to reach out, and I hope that – and there's a group on Facebook called Horse Trails and Camping Across America, and they are a great bunch of folks. And there's a young lady that started that group called Shannon Treffnagel, and Shannon may call in later today. But I'm going to reach out to those folks and say, you know, write a check for $5 or $10 or whatever it is. They've got over 7,000 members right now, and I think that you have a link to your fundraising page, don't you, Jerry?
Yes.
You do?
Do I have it with me? No, but well, you can go to the AHA Beach Ride. Well, Sarah could probably tell you what it is, but since I'm on the top fundraiser, you can always click on my name and get to my page.
Well, and we're going to encourage people to do that, and I think they can go to AHA.org and find that there. But what have you been doing to raise money?
Oh, my goodness.
You'd been begging and everything else, so what have you done?
I have been knocking on doors. I have walked into banks and sat down in front of bank presidents and said, I want some money, and they're like, okay. Hey, I've gotten it, and I run around to all my neighbors and people I don't know, and I take my horse around, and I ride my horse around, and my poor little horse, she's probably raised more money than anybody. But I have sent out packets to Walmarts across my region and had them send money. And, of course, Walmart Foundation has given money for every hour of fundraising that I do. So, you know, it's all kind of been a bit of a culmination of everything. You know, whether it's somebody will say, well, all I've got is $2. I'd say, okay.
Every little bit counts.
That's what I tell them. They may give me 50 cents. I don't care. So, you know, I just keep at it, and I've got my little slogan: "We're hoofing it for a cure," or "Hoofing it for the Heart Association," and we truly have been as much as we possibly can. It's been vacation days, days off, after work. So, like I said, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it with great purpose and try to make a difference. So, hopefully we do.
Well, that's great. And I know that we mentioned Gene and Margaret Driggers a little bit earlier. I think they live in Hammer, South Carolina, and they do like a 4-day ride or something to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, aren't you going to join that? And how many miles will you guys ride as you're making that last leg of the journey there?
They've actually expanded it to 5 days because they've got more wagons joining us. And it will be 113 miles through the back roads of South Carolina, and their farm is actually on the North Carolina border. It's my understanding. I've not actually been there. And we will make our way to Myrtle Beach, arriving at the Lakewood Campgrounds at approximately 4:30 in the morning, the morning of the event. So I am super, super excited. I've been in close contact with the Driggers. They are just super awesome people. And all the people that I have met or, you know, met on Facebook or through the AHA Facebook page that are going to the event, whether they're on our team or on other teams, I'm just looking so forward to meeting, because in the end, we're all on the same team. We're all trying to put an end to heart disease and stroke. And it's, you know, we have a little friendly competition, but it's, like I said, in the end, we're all on the same team. We're doing a great job. We're all cheering for each other and having fun. And, but yes, this 113-mile ride, oh, they also did a article, fantastic article for the Heart Association in Trailblazer magazine in May. Not sure if anybody has seen that. I'm sure there's a few Trailblazer fans.
I expect there are.
And of course, they gave us a little snippet in there. I thought that was really nice about the 113-mile ride, but I thought that was an excellent, excellent article written by somebody, one of the interns down there at the Heart Association, I believe.
Well, that's
yeah,
terrific.
And Gene, go ahead, just real Sarah. Quick on Gene's group. Last year, just a funny story, we love a good, healthy competition here at the Heart Association, and Gene's Saddle Club last year at the event Saturday night, Saturday afternoon before the award ceremony, realized they were about 1,500 behind the leading Saddle Club and got a coffee jug, like a Folgers coffee plastic container, and refused to take second place. They started walking around their group asking for any donations they could get, dollar bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, whatever anyone would give, and ran up to me at the last minute with over $2,000 he had just collected, which put him into first place and ended up winning our top saddle club competition. So it's healthy competition, but they really get into it. And already this year, I was just looking, Gene Driggers, saddle club's up to $14,000 already raised. So he's doing a great job. Yeah, so you guys are doing an amazing job of fundraising.
Well, that's terrific. Now, and so let's mention again, too, individuals can participate in this, but also it's available to saddle clubs, and I would think to breed associations as well. So if we've got any folks that are members of associations out there that are listening to the program or who will be listening to the podcast later on, we're going to encourage you to kind of challenge each other. And, you know, we may have here in Middle Tennessee, we've got the Spotted Saddle Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association and the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association. We have many, many saddle clubs throughout the country. And so let me just throw out a challenge. It's not too late to get involved, and you can go to AHA.org, and I think the direction's there, so you can start your own page to get involved and keep track on this. And you could have some late comers to the party that might raise a lot of money, Sarah.
Hey, we'd love that. And just real quick, the website's actually ahabeachride.org. I just want to make sure everyone gets to the correct site.
All right, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. It's ahabeachride.org. And I would also encourage people, you know, even if you can't come, obviously all of the donations still go to the Heart Association. So we would certainly love your donations. We'd love more if you could come, but I understand with, you know, just a couple months left, that might be a hard trek for some people. So we would we'd love any nothing's too big or too little. We every little bit counts. So just encourage folks to sign up.
Yeah, and on the website, of course, it does require that minimum donation, but there is a clear address on that front page where you can just mail a check for $5 or $10 into Sarah, into the Heart Association. And it will still be counted and still be added in to help out. So.
Well, and I know I've seen a lot of people that have said, well, I can't make it this year. But it's on my bucket list for next year. So, Sarah, having mentioned that, let me ask you, what are some of the things that people are doing to raise funds for the Beach Ride? And I believe there are some things that are available from the American Heart Association that could be used as well. So what would they be?
Oh, yeah, and there's a whole section on that ahabeachride.org for fundraising ideas that folks can go if you're just looking for some ideas to raise some money. You'll see a tab. And there's a document called 101 Fundraising Ideas. It's just, you know, some really cool things. People are doing everything you can imagine. Listen, it is not easy these days to raise money, and we are very aware of that and so appreciative of how hard all of our fundraisers, just like Jerry, are working. But we do have, like I mentioned, a whole online fundraising program, which is so easy to set up, and you can email your friends and family for donations. Folks are doing car washes, setting up at rodeos, fairs, hosting trail rides. I have a lady in Kentucky this week's doing a horse show. I mean, anything and everything you can imagine. We've also got hearts and bracelets that we are happy to send out that you can, you know, give away for donations at your business. Or, you know, sell to your friends and family. So there's all kinds of tools out there. It takes a lot of work, but it can definitely, as Jerry has demonstrated, it can happen. You'll go above and beyond what that minimum is easily.
Well, that's great. And we want people to get involved. And, again, it's not too late to do that, both for this year and for also for people to start making plans for next year's ride. Let me mention to folks now, we're going to open the lines up for some people to call in and say hi and ask questions, make comments. The number is 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396, and you can call in and talk to Tom or Sarah or Jerry, and I know they're going to be happy to talk to you, and we do have a caller here, so let's see who we have. Who's on the phone and where are you from?
This is Marty Luffman from downtown Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey there, Marty. Good to
How
have
you. How you doing, Garrett?
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Enjoying the show.
Great.
Yeah, I'm excited about the trail ride. I went on it last year for the first time, and I have encouraged a lot of people to sign up for it. Really have. I'm going with a group, Angie Whitfield from Virginia. I'll be signed up with their group to go to it and everything, And I know she does a lot and makes a lot of donations, you know, to the Heart Association. And one thing I talked to Angie about, I don't know if they would be receptive to this or not, but, you know, I'm a mounted shooter, and I do a lot of demonstrations and stuff like that for, you know, people and clubs and organizations. But Angie is checking on to see if we can do a demonstration for the people on the trail ride where we use our guns and our horses, and now you know the bullets are not real bullets, they're just black powder. They're only good for about 15 feet. Make sure everybody understands that. But we would like to do a demonstration for the people there, and if they would donate money, we would let them try it, give them a lesson, and they donate the money to the trail ride or the benefit.
Oh, that's
now,
great.
I don't know where we are with that. I talked to Angie about it, and I don't know where we are about it, but we've certainly got several people that are willing to help do that if they're receptive to it.
Well, that's terrific. I hope that's something that works out. Do you have anybody you want to say something to here? You want to?
No, just that I enjoy what they do. They it's such a beautiful event, and I don't have any questions asked. Like I said, I was experienced with it last year. There's one thing, yeah, that I would like to bring their attention. They have vendors there, and one of the vendors is an equine dentist. And my horse, my walking horse, had been dropping food. And Karen, the vet, worked on his mouth, and he's gotten fat. I mean, he has actually put on weight. I've had to cut back on his grain because he's getting as fat as I am. And both of us
oh,
can't
my
get
goodness.
Fat and run and shoot.
Hey,
she
did a
great job, and she's going to be there again next year, too, this year.
Well, that's exciting. Actually, and let me mention this. Marty was on the show a couple of months ago, and we did a series on cowboy managed shooting, and one of the vets from the Beach Ride actually called in and visited with us a little bit. So one of the things that we mentioned is that there are a staff of vets, aren't there, Sarah, that are available to help take care of horses if there's a problem?
Absolutely, yes. And Marty, thank you so much for calling in. We were so glad to have you last year and look forward to you coming this year. And Angie Whittlefield, who you mentioned, did such a great job. She raised over $7,000 last year, if you can imagine that. So we'll be happy to look into the possibility of if it's something we could do. We're open to any and all ideas. We do have some limitations with space and obviously want to make sure we're following all the rules, but I'll be happy to check into it. And we do have Myrtle Beach Equine Clinic. Dr. Bolton and her staff do such an amazing job. As you can imagine, with 1,200 horses, things happen. And they're on site 24/7 to handle all of your needs and anything that were to come up. So we're very appreciative of them, and they do a great job.
Well,
yeah,
that's
fantastic.
That's right. And Marty mentioned vendors, and Sarah, we haven't talked about that yet, but talk about Vendor Row, and is there space available there for people that if they wanted to come and participate as a vendor?
Absolutely, yeah. We do have a few spots left. They are going very quick. We've got vendors of all types come and set up, and you actually get a spot for all 5 days where you can set up right in the prime location at Lakewood. I always say, you know, yes, there are horse folks there shopping, but it's right around the holidays. So really, there are people of all ages and backgrounds looking for presents and gifts. And we've got some really cool vendors this year. So we're really excited to have some new folks and some of our folks who've been coming for years and years coming back. But yeah, we've still got a couple spots. So I would encourage anyone to contact me if you're interested. We'd love to have you.
All right, that's great. That's exciting. And do you have any food and do you have any music going on? Or are there some other things that people might enjoy while they were there?
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you right now, they got food. They got a lot of food.
Lots
all you
of food.
Do is eat and ride.
We do nightly entertainment. We've got karaoke every two nights. We have a live country band after our award ceremony Saturday evening, and this year we're so excited to have back High Step and Country, which is the performing group at Lakewood that perform all summer. Last year they had a conflict on dates, but they will be back this year, so we're looking forward to having them again.
Hey, Sarah, tell them about feeding us pizza on the beach ride.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
we're riding
down
the beach and
on the Saturday ride, we serve lunch on the beach to everybody, so about halfway down or a little actually before. A lot of people just go to the lunch spot and turn around, but we serve lunch. We provide that as our thank you. And then we also, with your registration, you receive a barbecue dinner on Saturday evening as we celebrate all of our fundraisers and survivors.
Now, do you have some type of an award ceremony that kind of wraps things up? And I guess Tom probably is going to help host that, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was our master of ceremonies last year and did a great job, so we are happy to have him back on Saturday evening. We do. It's the one time we gather everybody to just say thank you and let everyone know the amazing amount of money we raised, and it's also when we share some of the stories of some of our survivors that are joining us. And then we give away the grand prize trailer, amongst other prizes, and recognize our top fundraisers and saddle clubs.
There was, did you tell them about the parade?
I did. I think I touched on the parade. If not, it's something like you've never seen before. Marty, you were in it, right? Hopefully you'll have a good costume. I said you rode in the parade last year, right?
I did.
Good.
I had a Canadian Mountie Trooper outfit.
We need a bigger and better costume this year.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something. But I'm telling you, there were some awesome costumes. I couldn't believe how people had just gone all out. And I mean, great costumes. We're talking about medieval knights. We're talking about cavemen and cavewomen and aliens and everything. It was a beautiful ride, beautiful parade.
Well,
yeah,
it sounds
it's definitely one of the highlights. And I've been talking to people since January who are getting their costumes ready. So I think it's going to be a memorable one.
Sarah, let me ask you, as you know, we're talking about the ride, the costume parade, and I believe Tom was Grand Marshal for that last year, but when you get up there on the 30th, what's the progression of events during that 5-day period?
Yeah, sure. The 30th, so you actually will come in that Wednesday, anytime after 8 a.m., you can come in the campground, and we have a full staff of volunteers who check coggins, get you checked into the campground and get your registration in. And Wednesday's really a day of just, you know, everyone getting settled, getting set up, taking their horse out to the beach. And then we open the beach is open for riding any of the days for about a 4-mile area that you can ride at your leisure whenever you'd like. And then on Saturday, the beach is open. It's our one day that we're actually able to ride the full 10 miles down into the city of Myrtle Beach and 10 miles back. That's the really cool thing is you can really ride around the campground or on the beach whenever you'd like. And then we fill, you know, Thursday and Friday, we're actually just about to release our schedule of events. So those should be out within the next few days, and that'll be our, you know, all the things happening around the campground. And then we are there till Sunday. Everyone leaves around noon on Sunday.
Well, that sounds like a great time for a great cause. Tom, let me ask, was there, and you, right, you're all over the country, and you're in Washington State today, I think. So let me ask you, what's going on with Best of America by Horseback, and what can we be looking forward to for the next few weeks? I think you said you were leaving for Alaska tomorrow.
We were in Washington State, and we rode to Lost Lake yesterday and did a show up there that will air in November. And then we will leave tomorrow for the Inside Passage to Alaska. And I think Thursday we'll be in Whitehorse, the Yukon, pretty far out there. You've got to remember to bring you lunch. So we'll be right out there doing that show. And then we come back, and I think in a week, 2 weeks, we'll be in Wisconsin. And then week after that, we'll be in Colorado. And then we need to go home and change clothes, and I'm not sure where we're going after that. We've got some rides coming up in Jamaica, Cayman Islands, a couple in Florida. But, you know, and these are all wonderful, wonderful places. And it's California, a whole bunch of them. But Sarah, I don't know if she how she does it, but this is what I'm looking forward to. And from a television show perspective, getting to be at a place like that with so many wonderful people and just to pull up a chair, sit around and chat with people and find out where they ride, where they'd like to see the television shows, go visit. And that's where we get our ideas. And so we're going to use this kind of as a sounding board. But she's got me hooked on this deal, and I can't wait to get there. It's going to be the highlight of this year and probably one of the highlight shows of next year. We had an incredible amount of hits on the our Facebook and webpage and responses to the show. And, you know, well, let me say one other thing. People watch television. They are professional television watchers. They know when you turn the channel and they've discovered some hair loss medicine and a new juice on board and there's a new something that's going to make you lose weight. You know, all that stuff is junk and everybody knows it. When you can put on a television program, it gives me great pride that they know this is real, This is sincere. These are great people, just like me and you, average folks, and riding their horses and having a good time for a good cause. And it just comes together in such a nice way. And so it's going to be my highlight, even though I enjoy riding in these other places. But I encourage people to come out. And I don't know how it works, Sarah. If you don't have a horse and you'd like to come out and visit this event, how does that work? And if they wanted to just come by for the day and make a donation, how do you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. The campground itself, you'd actually have to have a reservation with the campground to get in. But we do have, especially during the Saturday ride, the Myrtle Beach State Park is right there. There's a lot of hotels that line the route where our riders ride. And we have a lot of community folks and just, you know, people in general who want to come see the horses that come out to the beach and just watch everything. And I'm sure any of our riders would be happy to take donations as they're out there. You also could come to the campground and make a reservation if you just want to come camp and check out the festivities, but you don't have a horse. We welcome that, too.
And if you just want to make the donation and you don't want to come in at camp, or you know you're supposed to register and sign up, if you'll just email me privately or contact me on my Facebook, you just swim up near the beach. I'll ride my horse out there and get you. And I'll pull you up on my horse, and I'll haul you in, and I'll get you in there.
Well, and I think I saw that in your show, some youngster that was sitting on your horse, and I saw some folks that were doubling. So I know that there was a husband and wife. She didn't have a horse, he did, and so he just threw her up in the saddle as well. So I would think that that's a great opportunity for anybody that's in that area to come out and just participate in the activities, see what things are about, meet Tom C., and leave a donation there for the American Heart Association. So that is fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing the show. And, Tom, any idea when that show might air?
I want it to air before Christmas. And my wife is not here. She had a family emergency with her mom and had to fly home yesterday. But and she kills me when I say something like this. But I want it on before Christmas. And so I'm going to shoot in that direction. And and try to make that happen so people can not only see a lot of other people having a good time, but see the effect and the results of what Sarah and all the folks at the Heart Association do.
Well, we want people to put faces with the purpose for this cause. And I had a cousin whose daughter was born. When she was born, she had a congenital heart problem, and before she left the hospital at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, she had to have heart surgery. And she came back every few years for a surgery. And because of the research that's done and the new technology, she was able to live into her early 20s before she finally lost that battle. But it is a disease that affects both young and old, and it's not always related to lifestyle, but it's interesting. I got an email this morning from one of the local television stations in Nashville. There's a young man, 15 years old, in Atlanta, and he had been given 6 months to live unless they were able to find a heart and perform a heart transplant. And that was done just this morning. So the money, the events like this, the money that's raised to go to help further research and to help people to have long, healthy lives is just an invaluable and priceless gift that people give. And people who are involved in horses and that are contributing and getting involved, like Jerry, like Tom, like Marty, like others that are involved in these types of things, it's just a priceless thing, and we just appreciate so very much people's involvement in that.
Let me add something real quick. Mike Phillips and Wanda Phillips are with us on Best of America by Horseback, and he's trail boss, and he's from down in Alabama. And, he had heart surgery. But sometimes you think, well, I'm getting old and this is about the end of it. Old Mike and Wanda jumped their horses in Mexico. They rode through the Journey of Death trails all the way up through the White Sands Desert. Mike rode 1,300 miles every step of the way. So, you know, when you have heart problems, they can fix it. The only problem Mike's had, and I shared with you just before the show, his heart nearly gave out yesterday. We were pretty upset. He was riding up near Floss Lake, and he looked pretty good on the beginning of the ride, but he wasn't prepared for two women skinny dipping up there, and his heart finally settled down today. So,
goodness.
But you can have fun. Your life can go on. When you have heart problems, they can, Sarah and all the people can fix it.
Well,
Sarah,
and
I want to tell you this, and Tom, if I could I interject? Now I got to hang up, but I don't know if you knew it or not, but I'm a heart survivor. I've had, in the last 2 years, I've had 3 heart attacks, open heart surgery. I've had 8 bypasses, and I got 6 stents, and I died once.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if I can do what I'm doing, being short and portly, anybody can do it.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm telling you what, if you had been with Tom on that ride yesterday, I don't know that you would have survived those skinny dippers, Marty. So, you know, it's probably a good thing that you
I would like
there.
To try. I would really like to try that, Gary, just to find out if I could.
Of America by horseback. We'll take you somewhere now. The one we're doing in the Yukon with the Eskimos, I don't think they're going to be doing any skinny dipping next week. But if you want to ride with us, we'll find some country hams, some grits. And we'll go down south, and we'll find some skinny dippers, and we'll just enjoy life on our horseback because life is certainly worth living.
It is. It is.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
well, I've got to hang up, guys, but thank you, and I'll see you in October.
All
hey,
right,
thanks.
Marty.
Take care. Bye bye.
Hey, let me say something since Marty's off the phone. We went to school together at Lipscomb University, so we've known each other off and on for over 40 years. And talking about the people in the horse community giving back, of course, Marty is participating for his second year with the AHA Beach Ride. But we had a little emergency that came up yesterday. And we have, with the Tennessee Walking Horse Breeders and Exhibitors Association, I serve on a couple of committees, and we put on a youth day every year for the young people that are part of that organization. And suddenly the clinician that was scheduled for those young people for Saturday couldn't make it. And so I made a phone call to a couple of folks, and Marty volunteered to come in and fill in so those young people wouldn't be disappointed this Saturday. So he'll be doing a Cowboy Mounted Shooting Demonstration Saturday in Shelbyville, Tennessee, for the Tennessee Walking Horse Youth Exhibitors Association. And we just appreciate people that are willing to give back. And Marty's had some physical problems, but he just keeps on trucking. And so we appreciate folks like that. Let me say I appreciate so very much Sarah taking her time to join us on the call. And Jerry, appreciate you and what you're doing. And Tom C., God bless you for the things that you're doing, for the enjoyment that you bring to us. And I know that with your busy schedule getting ready to leave tomorrow that you had to squeeze this in. And thank you so much for doing that. And let me encourage all of our listeners to go to ahabeachride.org. And you can make contributions there. We'd encourage some people to get involved. You still have some time to actually participate this year, but if you can't, put that on your bucket list for next year and get involved in it. And so to Sarah and to Tom and to Jerry, let me thank you so much for sharing this information today with our listeners. I do want to remind folks that next week at noon we have our live show. Keeping trails open is pretty important, isn't it, Tom?
Absolutely.
And we're faced with some challenges. Next week on the show, Dr. Gene Wood with the National Equestrian Trails Conference is going to be on, and we're going to be talking about things that we need to be aware of to help keep these trails open that we all enjoy across the United States. And also Sherry McLean, who is the owner of Spectacular Tack, will be joining us to talk about her company and outfitting your horse for the trail properly. A really good show next Thursday, so we encourage you to join that. All of our shows are available after the live show as a podcast, so you can go back and listen to our past shows. Hope you'll go back and listen to this one. And then in September, we're making some changes. We've got a partnership with Backcountry Horsemen of America, a great organization that works on keeping trails open and becoming involved in legislation to do that for all trail riders. And we'll also be having Tales from the Trails and Horse Trails and Camping Across America are going to be visiting with us to talk about Tales from the Trails each month. Backcountry Horsemen will be doing a feature every month with us for our listeners. And then we're doing the Campfire Cafe, where we have some great musical guests who are real horse people that will be joining us. We're happy to have Michael Martin Murphy as our first guest. And so some exciting things that are coming up on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So we encourage you to tune in each Thursday. Check our website out. That's equestrianlegacy.net. And you can find out about our upcoming programs and look at podcasts from the previous shows. And again, let me say so much thank you to Sarah, to Jerry, and Tom. And we remind all of our listeners that if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Thanks, guys. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening today.
Thank you.
Thank you.